Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Sure should be a special schus for Amarni Rosh Yichyu and the schus Chavit Fege Bas Michal Yudis Basia Vesosha Chalei Yisrael Rus Victoria Vastil Ravid Vesosha Chalei Yisrael Gemara in Sukkah Dab Zayin Amal Aleph says Amar Rav Sikech Agave Mavu Yishish Lo Lechik Shela. Somebody puts schach on an alleyway that has a beam at one of the ends, it's kosher, the sukkah is kosher. Let's explain that we're talking about a mavui sasum. We're talking about a alleyway that is closed on three sides. It has three walls. And then on the fourth side, he put a lechi, he put this little beam. And it's talking, says Tosus, about a case where he was misakech litzad halechi, that he put the schach on the side of the beam. And on the side of the houses, where there's the wall, he didn't put schach. So now, where the schach is, all he has is two walls and a lechi. He doesn't have the third wall. The third wall's on the other side. All he has is two walls and a lechi. And therefore, we have to come on to the din of migu. That it's a migu, since it's a din. It works for Shabbos. Since this is or Seyachet for Shabbos, it's also considered, it's a wall for Shabbos, it's also considered a wall for Sukkah. But if he would be Misakech, Ad Letzad Abatim, if he put Tzchach all the way down, all the way through, Pshita, that it's a Sukkah Kshera, even without the Din Migu, because he has three Defanos, he doesn't even need the Lechi. Ad Kan Tesis, the Rosh, and Simen Tes, writes, the Mairi v'mavui mfulosh v'yesh lo lechi mitzad echod u'mitzad sheni ein bo tikun hasuka k'shero b'shabes v'aliba de Rav Yehuda d'omar perekame d'eruvin mavui she'en oiroi l'shituf perush u'mfulosh echshiro b'lechi ha'b'lechi Hazoyrek lesoychoy chayiv. Afal gav de b'shabes ba'alma asul l'talta v'mav v'kevin shupolotz miruach revis mishum mitzvah suki tiru l'talta k'mo shetiru k'gabe pesi b'rois. That it's talking, says the Rosh, about a mavui mfulosh. Not like Tosi says, that it's a mavui that has walls on three sides, but rather it's talking about a case where it's a mavui mfulosh, which means that it's open on both ends. So there are essentially only two real walls. And then on one side, there is a beam, there's a lechi. And on the other side, there's nothing. The sukkah is ksheiro b'shabbis. And this is according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says in Eruvin on page 12b, that if you have a mavui mefulish, and he puts a beam on one side of the mavui, if somebody throws inside, he's chayiv. In other words, he's not allowed to carry there. It's a mavui mefulash, and it's not roi l'shituf. He can't do shituf imavos, which would enable him to carry there. But nevertheless, he can he put a beam there. If he throws from the Rishus HaRabim into this alleyway, into this mavui, so the din is Chayav, Azorek V'Sochoy, Chayav. Because the Min ha-toyrah, this is considered a reshus hayochid. It's like it has three walls, the two walls plus the lechi. So that means if somebody throws in from reshus ha-rabim into this place, doyreis reshus hayochid is chayiv. And that would also mean that it's a valid sukkah. And even though, continues the Rosh, this is all the Rosh, I'm just translating, and even though on normal Shabbos, it's usher to be metal tefillin on mavui, since it's parutz meruach revi'is, since it's open on the fourth side, mishum mitzvah sukkah, al mitzvah sukkah, they were matir tiltul, just like they were matir pesi birois. We know that pesi birois is a halachic decree in Hilchas Eruvin that was intended to permit the drawing of water, not like Amelia Bedelia drew water, but to take out water from a public well on Shabbat for the behemos of the Ole HaRegel. So what they do is they put two pieces of wood and make like an L shape. You put it on all four sides, all four corners, and that's the Pesi Birois. So that is a takana that the rabbis made in order to enable people to draw water for their animals. Not for themselves, but for their animals. So that's a special takanas chacham to be matir, even though normally it wouldn't be matir. And so to here, on a regular Shabbos, you're not allowed to be metaltel on such a mavui, but al sukkah they were matir tiltul, just like they were matir pesi bilos. So mvuah sheshitas harosh. Mevur sheshitas harosh sheefshar lomar migu mimavui shurishus hayochid mitoi raisa. That you can say migu from a mavui which is a rishus hayochid mitoi raisa, and even though midrabanan tiltul is asur, because for the din migu we don't need a reshus hayochid, where tiltul de rabbanan is mutter. You can say migu from mechitzos that are effective to make a reshus hayochid do'ei raisa, to be mechayiv somebody who throws inside, mishum moitzi me reshus l'reshus. Just the Rosh adds that nevertheless, after we say this migu, and it becomes a mavui l'suka, there were also matir tiltul mishum mitzvahs sukkah. Ad kan midivrei harosh. However, the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, Orach Chaim, Simen Tov Reish Lamed, Seif Zayin, Paskins, not like the Rosh. Ve'ein la'tir, writes the Ramah, Ela b'makom sha'alechi u'pesin matirin le'inyin Shabbos. The Oz Shayich Migu. We're only going to be matir where the Lechi and the Pesis are matir for Shabbos, and then the Migu is Shayich. In other words, according to the Ramah, the din of Migu, is dependent on the effectiveness of the Yeheter of Mechitzas Linyan Shabbos. In our language, it's Tolui B'chaloi Saheter Shel HaMechitzas Linyan Shabbos. It depends on the application of the heter of the walls regarding Shabbos, that mechitzos that are matir l'Shabbos, even the issur of tiltul midrabbanon are effective for the heter of the sukkah. And the chalois migu is tolui b'din ha-heter shel ha-mechitzis. The whole chalois migu is tolui in the mechitzis permitting carrying. Mechitzis that are osul midrabonon are not matir the sukkah. You need mechitzis that are matir even midrabonon. So that's the machlokes between the Rama and the Rosh. The Rosh holds even as long as midoi raisa, it's considered a shisiyachid, that's enough for sukkah. And the Rama holds no, it also has to be matir dirabonon. The Rosh holds that the migu is only tolerating in the chalois shem mechitzis. As long as it has a shem mechitzel in Shabbos, that's enough. You could say migu. You know midrabonon, it's aser. The mokor of the sheet of the Ramah is Tosfos. We'll explain this story with a mother that has three mechitzis and a lechi. And you can actually carry that. However, we have to understand that as far as Pesi Birois is concerned, Tosfos holds like the Rosh. Tosfos writes, Ve'af al gav delo hitiru ele lo oile regolim. So Tosfos writes that even though they were only matir for the Olei Regalim, and for the Olei Regalim, they're only matir for their behemoths, but a person has to climb in, drink the water inside, and then go out. But he's not allowed to actually take out the water, like we say in the Gemara in Eruvin, on page 21a. Nevertheless, since midoy raisa, it's mutter, midoy raisa, the pesibiros are mutter, we say migu. And even midarabanan, it's not also to carry there, it's mitzvah sukkah. So you see that when it comes to Pesi Birois, Tosfos holds that we follow the De'oraisa and we don't follow the De'rabonon. That's pretty wow. And when it comes to Pesi Birois, we follow the De'oraisa, not the De'rabonon. So, Kim for the Kashi, how come Tosfos holds when it comes to the Mavui, that it has to be matir tiltul even the rabbonon, and it has to be mechitzis the rabbonon, and when it comes to the heilige pesi birois, they say that it's enough that it's matir tiltul midoy raisa. So, in the name of Soloveitchik, they say that there's a difference between the Isser Lechi B'Mavui Mefulash from the Isser of Pasin, the Chol Adam. That a Lechi and a Mavui Mefulash, that the Lechi is not effective Midrabonon, if it is a open-sided, two-side, open on both sides Lechi, Mavui, the reason is that the Lechi isn't Moil Midrabonon, it's because the Chachamim were Mafkia, the etzem hamatir shel hamechitzos shel mavui mefulish. And midrabanan, they required three mechitzos gemurois and a lechi. And without that, it's not a rishus hayochid at all midrabanan. So it turns out now the lechi isn't matir at all on a mavui mefulish. And the whole third side is considered completely open, even though it has a lechi. Because the rabbis were mafkia the mechitzis. It's like there are no mechitzis there with the rabbonim. There's no matter of mechitzis. Because the mechitzis halachi is command the lesser dami. The rabbis didn't allow it. So there are no mechitzis. And since there are no walls, you can't say amigo anymore from Shabbos to Sukkah. In contrast to this, when it comes to pesi bilois, even though a person is metapes v'oila, in other words, he has to climb in to drink, into the well, can't take the water out, he has no heter. Nevertheless, the etzim apasim are considered mechitzos. These linyan behemtim shaloyle regolim are passing ksherim. So the rabbis weren't mafkia the walls here. The rabbis still allowed the wall. They just said to a person, you can't carry out. But they left the status of the walls as walls. As mevoal mizeh, but they weren't mevatel the etzem mechitzus of the pesim at all. Rather, they were goyzer and iser tiltul miyuchad legabe adam. But if we're coming to be done on the ikar chalos mechitza, the din heter still remains in place, and therefore it's shaykh to say amigu to be matir the sukkah. What's it similar to? To a chatzer that doesn't have an eluf, the analogy to be metalta. Nevertheless, vaday, we say amigu from it to sukkah, because there's no chisaron of mechitzus. It's just an Isser Tiltul. And it's Pashat, that's because Stam and Isser Tiltul, as long as there's no Chisar in the Gufa Mati or the Mechitzis, we say, Migud HaBedev from the Shabbos, HaBedev from the Sukkah. So here also, when it comes to the Pesach Biros, there's no Chisar in the Etzma Mechitzis. In Mimela, you could say the Migud there, Migud HaBedev from the Shabbos, HaBedev from the Sukkah. Mashenkem, when it comes to Mavim Mefulish, there, there's a Chisar in the Yikar Mechitzis. Therefore, according to the Tesvis, you don't say the Migu. Okay, obviously there's a ton more to say on this sugi. I'm saying there are velts to say, but this is just a little bit of a taste. So hopefully we'll be zeichet to continue. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.